Hey, everybody, welcome to Peck Report. I, of course, am your host, Josh Peck. Very interesting, exciting story today. Has the image of the beast just been created? We're going to talk about that and more. Please do me a favor and subscribe to this channel. Click the bell for notifications and keep checking joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information and the latest and most breaking news having to do with current events and Bible prophecy. So a report just came out. This comes from Psychology Today with the headline, AI created in DNA-based artificial neural networks. And this has some wondering, could this be the image of the beast? There's been a lot of controversy surrounding this question. What will the image of the beast from the book of Revelation actually be? What does it mean to give life to the beast? What is all of that about? And some have proposed that it might be a type of artificial intelligence. If that's the case, then we're basically there now. It says the intersection of artificial intelligence, synthetic biology, and genomics. So this article says, mention artificial intelligence, AI, or artificial neural networks, and images of computers may come to mind. AI-based pattern recognition has a wide variety of real-world uses, such as medical diagnostics, navigation systems, and voice-based authentication, image classification, handwriting recognition, speech programs, and text-based processing. I'm sure all of you have already probably been familiar with this. Have you ever had this happen to you, where you're talking with a friend about a movie or a show or some type of product, maybe a food that you like, and then all of a sudden you get on Facebook and an ad for that thing that you were talking about comes up, no matter how obscure it was? That happens to me all the time. That happened to my brother Cody, who just came to visit for a little while. I had bought an electric drum set for the family here, for the kids to learn, and he was messing around on that, and he had never really looked up drums before or had like a big interest in it. He's musically talented, but that wasn't an instrument he had really messed around with. So we were talking about drums, and then we weren't looking anything up on our phones, but all of a sudden on his phone, he was getting all of these ads and all this directed advertisement for him for drum sets and drum DVDs and stuff like that. So you probably, you at home probably have a lot of stories like that. So this is already well on its way of being developed. And it's kind of shadowy because a lot of times these companies won't admit what specifically the capabilities of this technology actually are. You know, like this directed advertising stuff, we only know a little bit about it. But it says here that artificial intelligence is not limited to digital technology and is merging with the realm of biology, synthetic biology, and genomics, to be more precise. So pioneering researchers led by Dr. Lulu Kian of the California Institute of Technology, or Caltech, have created synthetic biochemical circuits that are able to perform information processing at the molecular level and artificial neural network consisting of DNA instead of computer hardware and software. You know, another question is, could this be implemented as the mark of the beast? You know, if the mark of the beast is some type of biological marker or something that messes with your DNA, as some people have proposed, could this be the beginnings of that? Or could this just be that, you know? I would like to know what you think about that. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. It goes on to say, artificial intelligence is in the early stages of a renaissance period, a rebirth that is largely due to advances in deep learning techniques with artificial neural networks that have contributed to improvements in pattern recognition. Specifically, the resurgence is largely due to a mathematical tool that calculates derivatives called backpropagation or backward propagation. It enables artificial neural networks to adjust hidden layers of neurons when there are outlier outcomes for more precise results. So that's something interesting to think about with this question of what the mark of the beast is and what the image of the beast is. You know, in the book of Revelation, they seem connected in some way. Could it be that in this type of scenario, with this type of technology, that the image of the beast, an AI system that is that actually can infuse itself into biology, could that be also the mark of the beast? Could the image of the beast and the mark of the beast be essentially the same kind of thing in this scenario? I mean, imagine that. It would would be a total antithesis of what the Holy Spirit is supposed to be. You know, when you get saved, you invite Jesus into your heart, you have an ongoing relationship with Jesus. Well, what if the image of the beast is sort of like an anti-Holy Spirit, where it's an integrated AI system in biology or in DNA that you implement into your body, and then the AI is with you always, always guiding you, directing you, giving you advice. It's something that you can ask it any question. You can essentially pray to this thing, and it'll give you the answer. I mean, it would be like having Google in your head, but it would be all throughout your body. It would be a part of your DNA. That's what they're working on right now. That's what they're talking about. And they've just made a giant leap forward in that. They've integrated artificial intelligence with biology. Could that be the mark of the beast? And could that be what the image of the beast really is? I think when you plug that interpretation into Revelation, I think it fits. But of course, there are other ways to look at the book of Revelation. There are different ways to look at the image of the beast and the mark of the beast. So could scientific advancements show that the image of the beast and the mark of the beast are actually the same thing? Again, I would like to know what you think. Before we continue on, because there's more here, I would like to invite you, if you like topics like this, you're going to want to attend the Hear the Watchman conference in March of 2019. And I put a link in the description below. Click on that link for your tickets. You can use the promo code Josh20 to get $20 off your tickets. That would be fantastic. And I would love to meet you. Yeah, there's a wide array of different speakers. It's going to be a lot of fun. Irvin Baxter is going to be there. Pastor Paul Begley, Gary Wayne is going to be speaking, author of Genesis 6 Conspiracy. He's been on this channel several times. I just found out Ryan Peterson, he's not speaking, but he's going to be attending. So we just had him on recently. He'll be there. Many people that you see on this channel, specifically on Peck Underground Church, are going to be there. L.A. Merzulli, many other people. It's going to be a blast. Again, that promo code is PECK20. Click on the link in the description below or go to Hear the Watch Men, MEN.com to get your tickets, because this thing is going to sell out fast. So continuing on, this article says artificial neural networks, or ANN, are a type of machine learning method with concepts borrowed from neuroscience. The structure and function of the nervous system and brain were inspiration for artificial neural networks. Instead of biological neurons, ANNs, or ANNs, have artificial nodes. Instead of synapses, ANNs have connections that are able to transmit signals between nodes. Like neurons, the nodes of ANNs are able to receive and process data, as well as activate other nodes connected to it. So synthetic biology and genomics have a relatively modern history. Synthetic biology is the area of biotechnology that involves the design and engineering of new biological entities or the redesign of existing biological systems. So new biological entities, and it actually uses that phrase. Genomics is a branch of biotechnology that applies techniques of molecular biology and genetics to the genetic mapping and DNA sequencing of sets of genes or complete genomes of organisms. The recent trend of falling costs of DNA sequencing and increasing amounts of big data, lower barriers in gene editing via CRISPR, which of course many of you are probably familiar with because we've dealt with that on this channel before, decreasing computing storage and processing costs, decentralized cloud-based computing, and breakthrough advances in AI deep learning algorithms have contributed to advancing both genomics and synthetic biology. So it continues on to say that the structure of the DNA neural network consists of, quote, DNA strand displacement cascades, end quote, that operate as neural networks. So logic gates are the fundamental building block of digital circuitry. Now, Kian's Caltech lab applied DNA gate architecture to create what are called reaction cascades, and they function as hot field associative memory. So a hot field net is a recurrent neural network, or a network consisting of neurons that send feedback signals to each other, that has synaptic connection patterns with an underlying Lyapunov function, which is a type of mathematical scalar function. So imagine this. Imagine Mark of the Beast, if this is what it is. Everybody who takes that is now connected through this type, this sort of neural network, this sort of hive mind kind of thing of the image of the beast. If it's the same thing, so they're all connected in a way that really the reason that I think this interpretation has some weight to it is because it's the exact antithesis of how we as Christians are supposed to be unified with one another. You know, we're still individuals, but we're supposed to have unity with one another. But that's led by Jesus Christ, that's led with the Holy Spirit. We all have the same spirit. So how would the enemy want to turn that around to his own ends? Well, creating something like this would do it. That way, everybody who takes the mark of the beast, they're all connected with the image of the beast, and it, forever. I mean, there's no, once it alters your DNA and gets in there, you can't get it out. That's it forever. Turning the person into something that isn't human anymore. See, we as Christians, when we accept Jesus, we accept his forgiveness. We're still human. We're still human, but we've been transformed. You know, Scripture says that we become, we're born again. We become a new creature. The old man dies. You know, there's all of these ways to describe it. How would the enemy want to take that and flip it on its head? Well, the enemy would probably want to make something that is more superior to human. So take a human being and transform it into something else. And I think that's what we're looking at. So I think that it's entirely possible that the image of the beast and the mark of the beast are connected and possibly the very same thing. That to accept the mark of the beast instead of accepting the Holy Spirit, to accept the mark of the beast, because a part of the mark of the beast that many people miss is it requires not only accepting the mark, but it requires a person to worship the beast. It's got to be done willingly. It's a twofold process. You have to worship the beast, and then you have to accept the mark. So I don't know how that's going to play out. There could be a situation where, in order to accept the mark, you have to pledge allegiance to this thing in some way. It'll probably be sold as you have to use your own free will to do it, and that's going to cause a lot of people to want to do it. But there has to be some type of willingness. Now I don't know if it's, I don't know how this technology would work. It could be that if a person is not willing, that this AI, this implant, whatever it is, will be rejected. It will be, even on a fundamental biological level, there must be some kind of willingness for the person to accept this thing. Again, don't know how the technology is going to work, but they're developing it right now. I could easily see how this could be the very first Mark 1 of the Mark of the Beast. But as always, I want to know what you think. I want to know what you have to say about this. Please leave me a comment in the comment section below. Let me know what you think the Mark of the Beast and the image of the beast is. And does modern science show evidence that they might be the same thing with this artificial intelligence interpretation of scriptures? I'd love to know what you think. Again, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please subscribe to this channel, click on the bell, and visit joshpeckdisclosure.com for the latest news every single day. And hey, sign up for the newsletter. Also, if you like podcasts, everything we do on this channel is now available in podcast form. Go to just the podcast link on joshpeckdisclosure.com. All right, everybody, thank you for joining me. I am excited to read your comments. Until next time, take care and God bless.